Welcome back, my fellow Americans, to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network studios. I'm up here on the mountaintop in Idaho, USA, for all those listening around the world today. And so we're very happy to be back with you tonight. We're just constantly working to try to pass the mail through here, and I promised for several nights that we would share with you a letter from one of our brothers out here, that we get this mail quite often. But this one was interesting because our police and military association here, our goal is singular, truly, and that is our association's goal is to prevent our brothers and sisters through education from those brothers and sisters in uniform, both police and military, from being unwittingly used to enslave the people of other nations, including America, under this anti-God, anti-freedom, United Nations-led world system that's being established in the United States and around the world today. Now, we understand here at our police and military associations, and I say associations because we have police and military against the New World Order, and also our association that publishes Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. But we understand the two most important points considering this global takeover and these globalists involved. They intend to gain through any available means total dictatorial control over all the peoples of the world. But we also understand, as police and soldiers, they cannot realize their goal if their would-be enforcers, we police and soldiers, refuse to assist them in this treason and treachery. So we are here educating our police and soldiers every single day with your help, of course. We're all volunteers, our police and soldiers here. But with your help, we use the donations you send in and also send you out our publications. Those in the private sector will get our publications and print up copies of them, our constitutional publications, and put them in the hands of our brothers and sisters in uniform. And so we hear from, all the time we hear from our brothers and sisters who are sworn police officers or sworn soldiers out there about what is going on in their institutions. And we like to share these letters with you from time to time. So right after this break, we'll share with you a letter we received from a dear brother who is in the field actively fighting for God and country. We'll be right back after this important break.
Can you you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-MYWHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MYWHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Prices for communication services are going up for AT&T, MCI, and Sprint. Here at SaveOnCommunications.com, we offer the best rates available in the industry. SaveOnCommunications.com offers discount long distance, calling cards, wireless services, VoIP services, DSL services, and much more. Stop feeding the telecom fat cat. Visit SaveOnCommunications.com or call 866-815-6343 and shop the absolute best values in communication products and services in the market today.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. We're desperately sorting through the mail every day. Is incredible because we get over 200 emails a day at our Police and Military Constitutional Association. We get, letters through snail mail. We get phone calls and so forth, and we're happy to answer those calls. And all, but it just, we don't have enough police and military volunteers and private citizen volunteers here. So if you've given us a letter lately, an email or something, please, just back off and take your time and just relax and breathe easy. Because believe me, we're answering as fast as we can. And praise God for all the people out there that are becoming motivated and activated today, especially those Christians that are coming out of their prayer closets and realizing that God called us, each of us, to occupy this nation and until he returns, actively be involved. And here's a dear brother that writes to us, and he says, I just wanted to let you know that when your Operation Vampire Killer 2000 pamphlet first came out, I got so fired up that there was a real police officer out there that had some backbone to live up to his oath of office, more than bend to the will of some gutless political minions. I know that if we can't wake up the local police, then the fight is going to be incredibly tougher. The first guy that gave me a copy of it was came by one of the fire stations that I was working at in 1997. He came to visit a captain of the police station or the fire station, and we got into a conversation about survivalism and crooked politics. Politicians came into the conversation eventually. He pulled out a copy of Operation Vampire Killer 2000, your police manual, and I was actually floored at first. The Hobart, Indiana Police Department are the most Gestapo-oriented police in the Northwest Indiana region. When he showed me that, I was elated and a bit fearful of it too, however. I thought he might be setting me up for an arrest in the future. But after talking to him a little more, I realized that he is really a good guy on the inside. He gets stuck with all the crummy assignments, is regarded as the black sheep of the family by most of his fellow cops because of his political views. Folks, I sure know how that is. I'm the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, the sixth largest police department in the United States, but I'm also the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona Police Department. So, if you stand up, brothers and sisters in uniform, and start making waves about loving the Constitution and loving God and refusing to obey any immoral and unlawful orders, you're going to get the crummy assignments. Matter of fact, you may very well find yourself fired if they can find you making any error whatsoever. So Lord bless you for standing up, fellow police officers and soldiers out there. We have many of them doing this right now, just like this guy. This cop that handed out a private citizen one of our Operation Vampire Killer 2000. That's the way it should be, but many times it is the private citizen handing copies of our police and military primer to get them started and educated. The 75 pages in Operation Vampire Killer 2000 is where to start. And so that's what happened here. The cop actually handed it to this paramedic who works long hours at the fire station, and we cops truly love nurses and paramedics, because I can tell you, this old cop working the crime and the war zone of South Phoenix all of my career certainly needed the paramedics and needed the nurses out there. They're the ones take care of you and keep you alive until the doctors can get to you. So God bless all of you there in the emergency services area. We cops certainly need you and respect you very much. But back to the letter from our brother here. He says, so I have since learned that he is one of the all-around good guys and honest fellows, this cop. He assures me that there are plenty more guys like him out there, and they are just mostly quiet and waiting. Well, don't you just love the ones that at this time, while we still have the First Amendment, folks, and you can be repeatedly fired like me for speaking up and speaking out about immorality and treason and lawful or unlawfulness within the police agencies, the criminal justice system, and get fired repeatedly for speaking out and writing about these things. But every time they had to return me to duty because they violated my First Amendment protected rights to free speech and to associate with my fellow officers. So I want to say to those police officers and soldiers that are sitting back being quiet and waiting, what are you waiting for? The First Amendment to end? Which if you keep being quiet and waiting, and that goes for the private citizens out there too, you will soon not be able to speak up because you waited too long and you were quiet too long. So anyway, I do like to jump on my fellow officers and soldiers that are just sitting back being quiet and waiting for something. The newer officers, he says, are the ones that make all of us nervous for various reasons, the new officers, not just their lack of experience in the streets, but they all seem to be taught the New World Order attitude of being badge-wearing terrorists instead of public servants. This paramedic, pretty outspoken there. I wish he'd just say what he thinks. Anyway. He says, I've become a faithful listener of RBN Live on the Internet streaming audio and have made some minor contributions to the network, too. I'm not in full agreement with everything I hear, but that is the beauty of discernment and discretion. I can pick and choose because that freedom to do so is in the great nation called America. When we lose the ability to choose, then we are all in big trouble. A piece of trivia for you. E. Holm, Gehomstatum Palazai. And I'm not German, so I have a little trouble. This old Irishman has trouble with German here. But anyway, he says Gehomstatum Palazai is a policing unity or unit that Hitler initiated during the late 30s prior to World War II. Germans are very much like Americans and don't like long descriptions either, so they took the GE from Gehome, the STA from Staten, and the PO from Polizei, and formed a word we all know today as Gestapo. The individual words mean home state police, but in Germany, the word Polizei can refer to security also. So they have had their own homeland security in Germany for a long time. I feel better and more secure already just knowing that, don't you? Sarcasm is intentional here. Keep up the good fight and know that you're not alone. There's a group of us here in Northwest Indiana in Christ, and I'll just use the name Dean, a Northwest Indiana Christian patriot. God bless you, Dean. Up here in another part of his letter, I didn't read you his whole letter because it's lengthy and also there's some personal stuff in here. But he says, I'm putting together a website of my own, and then when it's finished, I will be making bumper stickers and business cards with my web address listed on them. It is actually two websites that will be linked together in a simple click of the button, and no one will notice the difference. The important part is that I will be joining the fight against the New World Order in cyberspace arena. I've been actively fighting the good fight for several years, and it may have been cause of my marriage going down the tube. Sad, but this happens, folks. One of the people that God has put together with these unions of man and woman will get excited and get turned on and get their eyes open about the loss of our nation, loss of allowing God to be thrown out of the institutions, and we're losing the nation, our freedoms. And the other spouse does not is more concerned about not making waves, keeping their head down and being quiet like he says these cops are doing, quiet and waiting. And so it does cause division many times in marriages. So, Brother Dean, we understand, but he says here that he is going forward on his own, and he says, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Just like Joshua stated in chapter 24, verse 15, not many women want to get involved in this fight with a guy like me, and that's fine. I'm able to fight alone, too. Well, I'll tell you, Brother Dean, we love you, and folks, say a prayer for Brother Dean as he becomes involved in fighting the New World Order as a paramedic. He will do well. He's got the great attitude, and he's leaning on the Lord, and he's doing the will of the Lord, and he's going to do just fine. Dean, stay in contact with us, will you, here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. Let us know how you're doing and how we can continue to pray for you and your activity getting out there and getting on the field of battle against these forces that hate God and hate freedom for anybody but themselves. Amen to that. Anybody out there? Okay, well, you know, we are constantly being hit here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter by the hate mongers in the nation and around the world, these hate groups, many of them NGOs, non-governmental organizations like the ADL and the ACLU and others that are just hate Marxist-Leninist Bolshevik organizations that hate what we're doing. And we were quite surprised, for example, folks, that we got our greatest criticism from one of the most powerful organizations in the whole world, the Anti-Defamation League, when they came out and put in our file. They have a file on everybody out there in their files, computer files, and said that the Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter is a anti-Semitic organization. We'll deal with that when we come back after this break, folks. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yeah. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
This is that old cop, Jack McLam, who's been labeled anti-Semitic by the ADL for many years, and it really stumped me. It really stumped me and bugged me, because some of our best police officers and soldiers that are brothers and sisters of mine are Jewish, and they believe in the Constitution, and they love God and freedom for their own families and for their fellow Americans, and they serve very well in law enforcement and the military. And I was just looking, you know, just looking at the list this morning, and I couldn't stop looking at it, of the dead who have died, our police officers and soldiers who have died over there in these wars for oil for the internationalists over there, and wars for Israel, too, by the way. You know, that's why we're over there, for four reasons: to make big bucks, billions of dollars for Bechtel and Halliburton, which the Bush and Bush crime family and the vice president are deeply involved in, but also to take over the oil of those nations. All the Arab nations, we're going to use the blood of our brothers and sisters to take over the oil fields for these international criminal families, and also for Israel, to turn the land over to Israel. And so here we are. I'm looking at this list of people who have died over there, soldiers who have died, and a number of them are Jewish. And so I resent very highly that our police and military organizations are anti-Semites. It's just not true. And we began to do a study over 8 years ago when our Operation Vampire Killer 2000 manual came out, and it was immediately listed as anti-Semitic literature by the Simon Wiesenthal Center and the ADL. And it perplexed us so that we began to study and ask questions of our Jewish soldiers and police officers, and they say that that's a Bolshevik Marxist organization, and those people are for world government. And they do not represent all the Jews in the world and their attitude about God and country. And so I was happy to hear that. But interesting enough, as we began to study, we do understand that the ADL today is a Marxist Bolshevik organization, and so is the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and so are the leaders of Israel, and they have been since the very beginning, according to the Jewish writings that we've read about these leaders of Israel from the very beginning. They have been communists and Bolsheviks from the very start. The Zionists have been communists and Bolsheviks from the very start. And so this is the reading that we read from the, we only go to Jewish publications to read this material because we figure we want to stay away from anti-Semites, because there's a lot of anti-Semites out there that cast aspersions on all Jews, and of course, blanket statements are never true. You can't say all whites are this, all Jews are this, all blacks are this. Every time you say that, you show your lack of intelligence, because no blanket statement is true. And so we found it's better to read the writings of Jewish people that have written very well over the years and tell us what is going on. Why is our police and military association being called anti-Semite, anti-Semitic? And so anyway, I wanted to share with you our operational philosophy and mission statement today for all of you listening out there, especially you from the ADL and the ACLU that are anti-American, anti-freedom organizations. And listen to this, because this is what we're all about at Aid and Abet and our police and military organizations, police and military against the New World Order, and learn something about a organization that has all races and all religions involved in it. Aid and Abet is an all-volunteer, not-for-profit association for peace officers and soldiers, as well as a quarterly newsletter publication of the same name. Our membership stands united in the following ways. We are pro-God, meaning the one true creator God of the Bible. You know, there's a lot of gods out there today, especially in America, it seems like. So we're pro-God, and we had to point out that we're pro-God, meaning the one true creator God of the Bible. We are pro-family, meaning that unit created by God and built upon the marital union of one man and one woman. Ours, too, is a decidedly pro-life stand here at Aid and Abet and Police and Military Against the New World Order, recognizing the fact that life begins at conception, and as we finite creatures cannot ourselves give life or create life, so neither have we the right to interfere in any way with willfully terminating it, unless it's a criminal attacking our family or our nation. Politically, we are for America first, as this nation was envisioned and laid out by her original, divinely inspired constitutional republican form of government. As strict constitutional constructionists, we are peace-loving, law-abiding, true conservative Americans of all races and all religions. Our peace officer and soldier volunteers have sworn an oath to uphold the federal Constitution, and we lawmen have sworn in addition to uphold our respective state constitutions and to defend the God-given lives, freedom, and property of our fellow Americans guaranteed by these constitutions. In addition to our sworn peace officer and soldier membership, Aid and Abet has always been enhanced and strengthened by the promotional efforts and financial support of many hundreds of thousands of fellow Americans from the private sector who also work as volunteers in support of our educational mission. I'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and ask you if we are anti-Semitic after you read or after you hear about our mission statement. We'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in 5 countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Okay, folks, that old anti-Semite Jack McLam, Officer Jack McLam, is back with you. I'm kidding, of course, but that's what I've been called. I was down in Australia a couple years ago speaking to a group of police officers and soldiers. No, I'm sorry. Let me back up. I was in New Zealand on talkback radio, and in New Zealand, all radio is government radio down there, and I was on 27 hours on talkback radio in New Zealand as the Marxists and Leninists and Bolsheviks who ran the colleges in New Zealand had me on to try to discredit my work with trying to educate their police and soldiers down there in New Zealand. Well, I was on with this very heavy hitter college professor at the university had me on, and he was trying to defeat what I was saying about the New World Order and so forth, but I was giving him quote after quote after quote after quote after quote from people they knew, Winston Churchill, Benjamin Disraeli, and many, many others. And so they lost those 27 hours, and a lot of the people of New Zealand learned a lot about what was going on there. But I had a fella call from Australia, and he was listening somehow, or somebody called him and told him that I was on, and he got on, and he was with the ADL in Australia, and he started reading my ADL file there in Australia. And I said to him, buddy, I'll tell you, you're really organized. Your organization is really something. While I'm in the United States, you're attacking me there for being an anti-Semite, and I'm out way down here on the other end of the world under the United States, you might say, the other side of the world, and here you're reading my ADO file there. So they're very well organized, and as I've learned from wonderful people, Jewish people, all of them, and we police and soldiers here, some of us are Jewish, read the Jews and what they've written over the years. One is Hevev Shriver, who wrote the book Holy Land Betrayed, and every American should read this book of a Jewish man who loved Israel and wanted to go help set up Israel, but he found out that these were a group of communists over there calling themselves Zionists, and he wrote this, and it's a very well-documented book about his travels and his horrible persecution by Zionists as he began to stand against the Zionist control, the communist control of Israel, the land that he loved. And so we read here the Jewish writers, and we have, of course, 13th Tribe by Arthur Kessler, another Jewish man, very honest, a historian that laid out, and his book traces the history of the ancient Khazar Empire, and says that in the final analysis, over 90% of the Jews today are not Jews at all. They are adopted Jews back in the 8th century who adopted Judaism. There are nomadic tribes in Eastern Europe called the Khazars. He documents all of this in his wonderful book, and he says that basically that they are and have been communists and socialists. And so then we go to Benjamin Friedman, another Jewish lawyer in New York City that wrote the book Facts Are Facts and lays out very well in his book on the documentation of why the Zionists hate people like me in Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, because they want to defeat, free enterprise and anything to do with God, because they're not Jewish, they're not even good Jews, they're mostly all atheists, he says, and they want to defeat God and also freedom for everybody but themselves. And then we have the wonderful professor out at, ASU, here in Phoenix, but that's not what I mean, Israel Shahak, who is a professor at the university in Israel. And he's a wonderful man who just passed away not too long ago. I'm sorry, because I certainly wanted to meet this man, a very honest atheist. Yes, they're out there, folks. We have atheists involved with us at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And some atheists are very honest, just like Israel Shahak, professor at, forget what university, but they're in Israel. And so those are the books we've had to read to find out why it is, folks, that our police and military association, that our only goal is to stop police and soldiers from ever being used again to put people in showers, in ovens, whatever the story is out there that is being told. They say that soldiers and police officers did these things. And, of course, we never could imagine why we're saying to our soldiers and police officers, do not obey any immoral orders or any unlawful orders. Do not disgrace yourself and violate your oath that you took to defend the Constitution, protect the people and their property. And we thought for sure, and the Jewish members of our association thought for sure, that the ADL and Jewish organizations would love us, because according to them, their stand is the same as ours, that they don't want police officers and soldiers to ever kill people, turn on their fellow countrymen, and do the things that have been alleged in Russia, communist Russia and Germany and so forth. But we're hated by these groups, and so it's been quite an interesting study for us to find out why. And so I want to get back here to our mission statement and who we are, so you can tell others that what they're hearing through these antichrist, anti-freedom organizations, anti-American organizations, is absolutely not true. We want to make it clear that we are not in any way anti-government. We absolutely adore constitutional republic government that we were founded under, based on the Bible. nor contrary to the claims of certain anti-American, anti-constitutional detractors, are we racist. We're not racist. We're not hate mongers. We're not anti-Semites. However, we do stand clearly and actively opposed to all the malevolent and murderous internal enemies of our republic. And we list as our avowed enemies all those actively engaged in destroying America's godly foundations, robbing us of our hard-won national sovereignty, and enslaving our people. These are our enemies. Depend on it. Again, as representatives of all races and religious persuasions ourselves here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order, we police and soldiers believe that all of our people have the constitutionally guaranteed right of association and non-association if they want, including the personal choice of whether to practice love or hate in any given situation. As sworn upholders of the law and protectors of the people, we do not support criminal acts of harassment nor physical harm to anyone. We will defend the inalienable right of all American citizens, be they white, black, brown, yellow, to be racist, to be anti-Semite, to be anti-American, to be anti-God, to be anti-anything else they wish, so long as they do not commit overt criminal acts, such as inflicting physical injury, damaging another person's property, or in any way violating another person's equal rights that are equal to their own. Rights that are equal to their own. As cops and soldiers, we live with the fact that some people exercise the right to hate us, whether individually or as a group. This, the founders, as well as many other constitutional jurists of the past, have always held to be a necessary freedom in America. Even in the Bible, it is said that God himself loved Jacob and hated Esau. And another scripture asks if we should not hate the enemies of the Lord, implying that indeed we should hate God's enemies. Let it be known, then, that our peace officer and soldiers at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order do not support any of the current politically correct thought crimes and hate crimes legislation. As we know, these kinds of despotic laws and decrees have been used by totalitarians and elitists throughout history, even as now they're being used in America, to pursue personal vendettas, persecute political enemies, and crush the very rights of free thought and speech. We stand firm against all activities and policies that further destroy the foundation of God's law upon which the Founding Fathers carefully built America. We stand united against the policies and institutions of the international elite, such as their privately owned Federal Reserve money system, World Trade Organization, the Bank, the World Bank, their environmental, GATT, NAFTA laws and treaties, etc., all of which, by deliberate design, have helped to utterly destroy America's economic base and financial independence. In short, we oppose all organizations whose goals are to thwart prosperity in the United States and reduce America to third world nation status, sending virtually all of the peoples and manufacturing industries, food production, and other wealth abroad. We resist the communist so-called environmentalist movement, recognizing that its only true purpose and goal is to remove American citizens from their land and destroy their rights and property, private property. We oppose America's membership and participation in the Marxist-led United Nations, together with all its subsidiary creations such as NATO, CETO, UNESCO, UNICEF, and a multitude of other NGOs, which serve to undermine our republic and establish a world slave state. We support the sound doctrine of non-involvement and non-intervention set forth by our nation's founders with respect to internal affairs of all nations lying outside the continental United States. On September 17, 1796, George Washington wrote, and I quote, "It is our nation's true policy to steer clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world." On October 24, 1823, Thomas Jefferson said, "Our first and fundamental maxim should be never to entangle ourselves in the broils of Europe. Our second, never to suffer Europe to intermeddle with Transatlantic Affairs. John Quincy Adams might well have been chiding present-day America with her many wars of aggression targeting a variety of nasty dictators around the world, none of which have actually attacked our nation. It was in Adams, this is John Quincy Adams' address for Independence Day, 1821, that he said this, "America does not go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. She is a well-wisher to the freedom and independence of all. She is the champion and vindicator only of her own. She well knows that by once enlisting under another banner than her own, were they even the banners of foreign independence, she would involve herself beyond the power of extrication in all the wars of interest and intrigue and individual avarice, envy, and ambition, which assume the colors of patriotism and usurp the standards of freedom. We of aid and abet and police and military against the new world order can well relate to this spirit exhibited by our founders, but by all true patriots throughout history who have exhibited the same. We understand that neither we nor any other colleagues in uniform were ever meant to police the whole world, nor to be marketed by paid UN NATO mercenary armies for the personal gratification and political gain of a greedy, power-hungry oligarchy of wealthy men, just the manner in which we are being used today," meaning our soldiers. "Committed as we are to defending America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, we support the laws of our nation, including those that govern acts of treason and sedition. We are therefore strongly in favor of prosecution of any and all political, business, educational, and religious leaders found to be giving aid and comfort to our nation's sworn enemies, such as an act of working with national and international organizations and nations to overthrow our Bible-based constitutional republic and replace it with a godless totalitarian democracy. Aid and abet police and soldiers are pro-Second Amendment, believing to be true and accurate that which our founding fathers stated, namely, that guns and weapons of war in the hands of our nation's sovereign and private citizenry is the best way to prevent attacks on our people and our land, whether from within or without. We understand our police and soldiers to be the hired protectors of the American people, the sovereign American people, and that as lawmen and soldiers, it is a mere privilege to carry weapons in their defense. Only because they, our sovereign bosses, have granted us that limited privilege to carry weapons in their defense, which we exercise through our corporate police and military organizations, correctly seeing ourselves then as the created hired hands of the sovereign people, we can, as mere servants, we cannot, as mere servants, ever imagine having the power or justification to disarm our American sovereign citizens, except in cases of specific individuals found in violation of true laws or ordinances. Such few laws and ordinances to be lawful and binding themselves not may not and must not infringe upon the God-given inalienable rights of the people, nor upon the Constitution of the supreme law of the land. Committed for life to upholding our oath, our sworn oath, we police officers and soldiers who volunteer our time and efforts and support with our personal funds the mission of Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletter, and the Police and Military Against the New World Order give a responding no to any and all immoral and unconstitutional orders that may be given to us by our superiors. We will never violate the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ, to the extent that it does not violate our nation's supreme constitutional directives. To cite an example, this means that we will not violate the UCMJ by agreeing to serve under any organization or nation that is foreign, nor under foreign commanders. We are American fighting men and women, protectors of the American people. We are sworn and dedicated to protecting America's rights and properties, including the sovereignty of each of the nation states that make up our American Constitutional Republic. We close this statement, which some readers will recognize as echoing a quote from one of the more American of our American presidents, and I quote, "American patriotism means to stand by our constitutional republic. It does not mean to stand by the president or any public official save exactly to the degree that he or any other public official stands by the country and by his sworn oath to live and work within the framework of the constitutional mandates of this republic to protect the God-given rights and freedoms of the sovereign people of this land. This, my dear brothers and sisters, is true patriotism in the spirit of the great American president, Theodore Roosevelt. Before Almighty God, then, we declare that we will fight on, living and, if necessary, dying for the cause of teaching and preserving these most important values. For we are ever the people's servants and protectors. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program right after these important messages.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I've been on this diatribe here just to point out to those many, many people out there listening that we're not going to sit down and take it when you call our police and military association anti-American, anti-law, anti-Semitic, and all these names that we've been called and are called. If you go and pull up Officer Jack McGlam's name on the web, You'll see all the hate groups in America just about writing about me and our organizations to do nothing but bring our police officers and soldiers back under the control of the sovereign American people and back under our godly foundations in this nation. You know, James Madison said that we lack knowledge, and he says knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and the people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. It also brings to mind Isaiah 5:13, folks, in the Holy Bible that says, "Therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge." So this is the time, folks, to get knowledge and give knowledge. And we pray that you will come to a Republic Broadcasting Network and help us fund these activities that we're funding. John Stattmiller asked me again today, have you found anybody to donate money to put you on shortwave? We need a certain amount of money every month to put this program, the Officer Jack McLam program, on shortwave. And I need sponsors for the Officer Jack McLam program, businesses, individuals that will sponsor this program each month. I think it's $1,600 we need each month to sponsor the program on shortwave. We would like to do that here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and we're asking our supporters to help out with that. But they're helping out with so much right now in helping us educate our police and soldiers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And it is hard to ask them to redirect their funds from helping us awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform who will be the ones used against the American people if tyranny is to be successful, and ask them to fund the Officer Jack McLam program. So I'm asking you folks to pray about it. And if you can, give so much a month to help us go on shortwave. We have so many out there that need to hear from a police officer and a police association, military man, myself, and our military association on constitutional issues. We have so many of our brothers and sisters to reach who listen to shortwave radio. And so if you can help in any way to sponsor the program, a business out there, or we should be able to bring in the bucks and the money as we are in communication with so many in shortwave, of course, will even make it better. So I think it'll be a good investment for a business person. But anyway, pray about that, and maybe one day we'll be on shortwave here. But we want to thank all of you for being with us today. Remember that this old cop here on the high Rocky Mountains of the USA truly does love you, America, and all those that love God and liberty around the world. Have a great day.
Midwest Gift and Fudge House manufactures the best fudge in the world. Now, they've discovered a secret recipe and it allowed them to actually make the creamiest and most delicious fudge you're going to find anywhere. They also have a sugar-free type of fudge that has a great creamy taste and yet is safe for diabetics. The fudge is made daily and there are over 30 to 40 different flavors in the store every single day. Midwest Fudge makes a perfect gift for any occasion and makes it even a better treat for you. It's shipped out daily, so you're always guaranteed the freshest fudge. So why not place your order by calling 866-526-5419. That's 866-526-5419. Or visit their website at www.worldfamousfudge.com. That's worldfamousfudge.com. Your order will be shipped out the next day. And, of course, they're open 7 days a week. Why don't you stop by and visit them there from 9 in the morning until 9 in the evening?
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.